In recent years, Polo G has been doing everything needed to obliterate his image as a rapper. From telling fans to self-delete themselves for making fun of his music, to getting arrested and even throwing shade at the officers by claiming he has more money than them. It's crazy to think that a year ago today, he was on top of the world with a number one Billboard hit, where he claimed to have been making $2,000 per minute. Yet recently, he announced that he will be retiring from making music after the release of his next album. And on a more serious note, he's also been arrested on charges stemming from kidnapping, robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. What the hell happened to Polo G? And what events led him to seemingly jeopardize the career he worked so hard to build? Today, we're diving into why Polo G might be his own worst enemy, and how this attitude might cost him his career. But to really get it, we need to rewind back to see who Polo G was before fame took over. And maybe you too will understand why he wishes he could turn back time.
So what part of Chicago are you from, Polo?
Taurus Tremonti Bartlett, aka Polo G, aka Lil Capalot, was born on January 6, 1999, and began writing raps at the tender age of 9 years old. And before he would be performing on big stages and dropping Billboard charting hits, it was a struggle to get where he is today. He was raised in the Marshall Field Garden Apartments, which is near the infamous Calbrini Green Projects, located in the north side of Chicago. This area is widely known as one of the roughest housing projects in American history. He remembers going to school with an empty stomach, and also hated seeing his parents struggle to make ends meet. However, he was willing to do whatever it took to make it out the hood.
As a young kid, my goals was always just to break the curse of poverty. At one point in time, I wanted to be a boxer, but I always had rap as a hobby.
He wrote his first song when he was just 9 years old and would practice rehearsing it all day long. He didn't want to play with no toys or no games. He just wanted to stay inside and rap.
Stop that, his heart drop, when he's rolled down and the glass cock, they go pop, pop, then his heart stop.
As a kid, he was so talented as a rapper that it's actually the reason he was able to avoid flunking out of high school. Even though he often skipped classes and had a tough time with grades, his English teacher offered him a deal that he couldn't turn down. He said that if he just joined a local poetry contest, he would allow him to pass so he can graduate. "He was really looking out for me because he knew I had talent," Polo G said. Even though everyone, including his family, knew Polo G had a bright future in making music, there was one thing holding him back, which was, of course, the streets. As he approached his teenage years, Polo G got involved with a ton of gang activity. Many fans recall hearing Polo G repping the number 1300 in his music. Well, he reps this number because it represents the number of the gang Polo G is affiliated with, being that he was raised in Calbrini Green, which is the block of 1300. It was here where things seemed to have taken a drastic turn in Polo G's life. But despite the fact that this area is said to be a haven for gang violence, Polo remembers his childhood being fun.
So, growing up on the north side, man, how was that like?
It was fun, for the most part, shit.
While he did enjoy being outside with family, friends, and other members of his gang, his involvement in the streets also led to a few experiences that left him traumatized. When he was 15 years old, for example, his close friend Gucci was killed in Chicago. To honor him, he changed his name from Mr. Do Too Much to Polo G.
The G stand for Gucci. That's for my friend who passed away.
Oh, that's cold. Now, I mean, can you talk about your friend Gucci that passed away and how that impacted you?
It's like that really like messed up my understanding. Like, I ain't understand like how I'm only 15, my homie only 16 years old, and he, you feel me, died to gunfire. Like, it really messed up my understanding for life.
You can see Polo G's face tighten up when asked about this, almost as if he was about to cry. And to show more of how much he cared for his friend, he even once claimed that he tried to attempt to avenge Gucci's death.
I still want that point for Gucci, look, it's killing his eyes. My bad, I never scope y'all, but at least a nigga tried.
Events like this led Polo G down a dark path. He began taking drugs like ecstasy and Xanax to fight his depression.
Addicted to this ecstasy, I like how it feel. It's like I've been popping X ever since I tried a pill.
The pills helped me get through hard times. In the middle of all this, Polo G started moving away from his dream of becoming a rapper and was instead getting in trouble with the law. Even though he was still making some songs here and there, he just wasn't focused. Since he felt too broke for college, Polo G said he began selling drugs, hoping to finance his rap career.
I was chasing the whole rap thing. Everybody wasn't into that, like my OG and my daddy, they wasn't into that. So it was like I had to get the money myself and do it.
However, the street life Polo G was wrapped up in began to catch up to him. When he was arrested for stealing cars and leading police on a high-speed chase at the age of 19. At this point, it seemed like everything was going horrible for him. But like the legendary Tupac once said, if you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. And after all the tough times, Polo G finally saw some hope ahead. Getting locked up may have been the greatest thing to happen to Polo G. After getting out on May 16th, 2018, he promised himself that he would never go back to jail and would chase his dream of becoming a rap superstar. But as we'll see later in this video, this promise didn't necessarily age well. And one could make the argument that he caps a lot, if you know what I mean. But jail clearly lit a spark in Polo G. Just 12 days after getting out, he released a remix of a song called Never Cared by another Chicago native, G Herbo. The song went stupid.
That was the first song I ever had to hit a million views.
Mm-hmm.
The song's success prompted Polo to drop more songs, and fans were beginning to see a bright future in the young artist. But as Polo G continued to upload more videos, he started to realize that he didn't enjoy making these aggressive-type songs, often referred to as drill music, which became popular among Chicago artists after Chief Keef's rise in 2010. Instead, he wanted to explore something that could truly convey the emotions from his difficult upbringing. So he began creating music that could be a voice for kids in Chicago like himself, whose stories often go unnoticed. This shift led him to adopt a more emotional and melodic style, which was first heard in songs like Finer Things, released in August of 2018.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you be posted up from Sunday to Saturday night.
Now, later we'll discuss how this shift was a double-edged sword. But for a song that he claims to have written while he was in prison, it's pretty incredible, considering how rapidly it gained popularity. Following his success, he came out with another hit called Hollywood.
This shit let me share, shock and traumatized. It's hard to speak on what I'm feeling up inside.
After these songs were dropped, Polo G wanted to prove that he wasn't just a one-hit wonder, like many other rappers blowing up at the time. So he teamed up with Lil TJ, who was also an up-and-coming artist from New York. Together, they dropped Pop Out, which went crazy, peaking number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. The music video on YouTube gained over 300 million views at the time of this recording, and Polo G's talent earned him a record deal with Columbia Records. From there, he was just on a winning streak. He released his first project, Die a Legend, in 2019, further cementing his place in the industry. Everything finally seemed to be falling into place for Polo G. He was dropping hit after hit, selling out venues, collaborating with other popular artists, and making more money than he ever had dreamt of. However, problems arose when he prepared for the release of his next album, The GOAT, the following year. And it appears that he might have made some choices that jeopardized his career and led him back to prison, breaking the promise that he made to himself in the past. While the rest of the world was going through it in 2020, Polo G was at the top of his game. He officially vowed to become sober from drugs after a life-threatening moment where he was hospitalized and almost overdosed on Xanax pills. This inspired him to go even harder. After dropping major singles like Heartless and the much harder trap banger with Go Stupid, the whole world was waiting to see what he came up with on the go, and he didn't disappoint. The album had some huge tracks on it too, like Wishing on a Hero and Martin and Gina, a street serenade to his baby mama Crystal Bliss, which he admitted was designed to trigger that female fanbase. And this wouldn't be the only track he would write about her. Songs like So Real and Mrs. Cap-a-Lot are also about her, and yet she still cheated on him. But as I mentioned earlier, Polo G shifted to a more melodic style before The GOAT, and the success of the sound became a mixed blessing. On one hand, he enjoyed newfound fame and a luxurious lifestyle, but on the other, it seemed to inflate his ego significantly. This ego shift became evident on June 7th, 2021, when he got pulled over by the cops for overly tinted windows while returning back from a party. Unfortunately, what started as a minor traffic stop escalated, leading to his arrest on charges of battery on a police officer, criminal mischief, resisting arrest, and threatening a public servant. How the hell could this happen? Well, if we take a look at the footage of the arrest that surfaced shortly after, it really showed a different side of Polo G compared to the motivational character he portrayed in his music.
Oh, here I go about the brogue and about the
the money. Oh my God.
I'm just saying, we got $10,000 in your bank account right now. You got $10,000 in your bank account.
It seems that Polo G didn't live up to the promise of never going back to prison. And shortly, we'll discuss how he ended up there yet again. But his failure to stay out of trouble with the law wasn't the only thing he struggled to change. People also started to say that his music sounded extremely repetitive. Even though lots of people liked it, some thought that he needed to change things up because it felt like he was using the same style with emotional lyrics and piano-type beats all the time, saying things like Polo G fans forcing themselves to listen to the same piano beat, Polo G if pianos were never invented, as well as famously being dubbed as Piano G. At first, Polo G would play around with the meme and didn't really seem like he cared that much. But soon enough, the opinions of his audience would begin to get under his skin a lot more. After releasing the mega hit Rap Star on the way to dropping his 2021 album Hall of Fame, Polo G should have been on cloud 9 instead of being happy. It turns out that Polo had spent too long overanalyzing everything that fans were now trolling him about. To say that Polo is a little salty about this would be an understatement, but he initially tried his best to pretend to be chill about it.
I know you have a specific sound that you like, but are you ever like, all right, I'm gonna try to move out my zone?
Yeah, because let the internet tell it, I'm Piano G, and all I use is a piano beat. I'm like, come on, like, I'm gonna revert back to what got me here.
Over time, Polo did the worst thing that he could possibly do. He let people know that it bothered him. With how the internet works, that's like telling a school bully that you still wet the bed and expect him not to bring it up. There's definitely an argument to be made that Polo G got more flack than he deserved. Although Hall of Fame wasn't his best record and had some major misses like that collab with Nicki Minaj, it was still a solid project. But you know how fickle hip-hop is. Once something's popular and they can't play the gatekeeper anymore, some people will decide it's washed. This isn't an uncommon issue for a lot of rappers. The problem with Polo is that he takes everything so personally. Bro is supposed to be from the streets and was out here dissing a streamer like Aiden Ross for being gay. He has also blown up at fans time and time again in a way that's only going to keep people poking at the bear, going as far as to tell them to self-delete themselves, and that he would put their skinny cinnamon stick off the Apple Jacks box for a dollar in a blender, whatever that means. Let's not forget how he also once dissed someone's dead grandmother for calling him ugly. And no matter how many times he said he doesn't care, the fact that he even dignifies it with a response proved they got under his skin and triggered his insecurities. And when nothing else worked, he eventually opted for the lamest response in the book. I'm richer than you. Before then claiming he needs to limit the amount of feedback he takes from fans. The so-called critics are even affecting his creative process at this point.
I had a pretty good, like, reputation with just dropping good music, but I had that hovering over my head, like, oh, he only used a piano beat.
Yeah.
So coming into, like, Hall of Fame, my album after that, I ended up trying to be selective and picking beats that wasn't that, and I really veered away from my sound. Like, I got away from my sound.
When he should have been celebrating, Polo has been sulking over hate, and it's only gotten worse to the point that he's not just considering throwing away his career, but maybe his life too. As I mentioned earlier in this video, the street life seemingly got to him as well. ...2022 is a down period for Polo, where he only dropped a few Lucy's and features. As usual, Polo let his feelings be known. Music-wise, I post to be churned this year, especially the summer. I feel like I let my fans down, being inconsistent. This shit be so weak. It seemed like Polo was getting back on track this year when his next album, Hood Poet, was announced, and with barely holding on, racking up millions of views and streams in days, it's clear that he's still got it. But it looks like Polo is going to reject hip-hop before it can reject him, as he turned to Twitter to reveal some statements that took his fanbase by surprise. This rap shit got so lame and watered down, it ain't no fun in it no more. Honestly, after my Hood Poet album, I'm considering retiring from music. Contemplating retirement at the age of just 24 years old, it seems like Polo might have taken all the fun out of rapping himself by giving into the criticism. And when you're creating without passion and aiming to live up to expectations, how can you ever expect to be fulfilled? At this point, it's clear that Capilot hated being famous, or at least the scrutiny that comes with it.
We attained so much success, there's a lot of hate that comes with that. Like, I got my fans that could appreciate where I come from, how hard I work, fear me, the shit that I do, but then you got the people who hate, well, they gonna always have something negative to say. You just gotta learn how to be able to embrace the hate and, you feel me, everybody who really supporting you.
If Polo actually meant any of what he said there, he might have been in a very different headscape when it comes to rap. Unsurprisingly, he's now getting hella love after teasing retirement. So maybe leaving the game is the only way that Polo can actually get the flowers he obviously craves. But seriously, what will he do on the other side that'll make him happier than music once did? When Jay-Z retired, for example, he had being president of Def Jam, Rock Aware, the SC collab with Reebok, and sleeping with Beyonce to keep himself busy. And yet he still came back to rap. So unless he got some kind of stock portfolio we don't know about, Polo doesn't have anything going for him other than music itself. Sure, he launched an ODA label that we never hear anything about, and it seems like Scory and CNN and Mike are the only artists signed that aren't his brother. And they're both Polo G clones, for crying out loud. Now, there's also drama involving his younger brother Trench Baby. It's been reported that Trench Baby was involved in a robbery during a video shoot at Polo G's home. This led to a raid of his $4.9 million mansion in California, and when they originally came to arrest his little bro, they found an illegal short barrel rifle and took Polo in too. They really out here in Cali with enough guns to arm a cartel. Initially, he was released without incident, but after police conducted their investigation, Polo and Trench were hauled back in on kidnapping, robbery, and assault charges stemming back to an incident in April. He obviously posted the 100 grand bail with ease, but Polo should be a million miles removed from this stuff by now. For most rappers, the whole point for moving out of their hometown is to escape that kind of lifestyle. Without going into detail, academics recently suggested that Polo G is letting that life creep back in and is getting in over his head.
Polo G, you're a rapper. You're in an industry where everybody talks, and everybody knows what goes on. You're not in the streets anymore, neither your family. The LAPD raiding your house. It's bad press. It made you look horrible. By the way, I will tell you this. Polo G, you gotta tighten up. Because if you have the feds kicking you down your door to execute search warrants, they're not trying to lock up hanger on number 5. Guy we don't care about number 3. They want you.
If Polo G is truly a hood poet, then he needs to use his music to uplift others and himself. Instead, he played it safe musically to the point that he's uninspired, while acting reckless in his real life in a way that could land him in the slammer. This is crazy to me on so many levels. Rather than taking it on himself to make rap less watered down, he plays the victim and acts like he doesn't have the power to change that through releasing the material he wants to make. Sure, he's rich enough that he doesn't have to step out of his comfort zone, but wouldn't taking that chance mean that when it's really time for him to walk away from rap, he can say that he gave it everything he got? I actually am a huge fan of Polo G's music and listen to it damn near every day, but he's basically made the same project several times now. And what does the messaging he's giving out do for his fans other than keep him in his position as a patron saint of pain? Is this the legacy that he really wants? As for the new charges, academics is right. Polo needs to start moving smarter. If anything, this should be a wake-up call that he isn't just some underground rapper from Chicago anymore. He's a Columbia-backed artist with his own label and 3 platinum records, with a 4th probably on the way. Most people would kill to be in his position, so it would be a damn shame if he throws it all away. Let's hope he realizes it before it's too late. Till next time, my friends. Peace.